Okay, either one of you, I'm sure, can answer this question. But first and foremost, there is a concern about cybersecurity with regards to these elections. What assurances can you give to the people out there right now that the ex elections are going to be on the level, top-notch, with no issues?
Fair question, and I just want to point out that we have stepped up aggressively in Iowa to where we're one of the top three states in the country on running elections. The fact that we've got voter ID and we have paper ballots and we do post-election audits are all the things you visibly will see as a voter. But the cyber side is the stuff that goes on behind the curtain, and we have been very aggressive in partnering with, whether it's our chief information officer here in Iowa, on Iowa government, or with the FBI or the Iowa National Guard Cyber Division, Homeland Security. All these folks have come together to help make sure we have what needs to be in place to protect our system 24/7. And Shane can expand a little more on that if you'd like.
Yeah, so from my perspective, cybersecurity is done in layers, both from a procedural and a technical world. That means that we are implementing firewalls, intrusion detection systems, and antivirus systems that help put controls in place to safeguard elections. In addition to that, with our software tools that protect it, we also work with our federal and state partners to make sure that your votes are secure.
And AJ, I would be remiss if I didn't point out we are only as strong as our weakest points. And when you have 99 counties, these are jurisdictions that also have to be protected as well. So we've been very successful in working with Shane and his staff and some of our other government partners and private sector partners on making sure the counties at the very local level have that cyber protection, that have the firewalls, that have the antiviruses, that have the 24-hour, 7-day-a-week monitoring, because cyber thing is a race without a finish line. So we know we can't let up.
And to be clear here, because the machines that are there where you feed the ballots in, those are not hooked up to the internet. But there are other areas where you do have some internet that is involved, which is highly secure.
That's a big part of it. We want to make sure anytime there's any potential for exposure, we have got the safeguards in place for what we're doing. That is why we talk a lot about the fact we have the paper ballot, and that's why we talk about the post-election audits, so that nobody from outside can be manipulating the final election results. What we have seen, though, AJ, is we've seen a lot of social media and other types of things happening in the cyber world that impedes or causes bad feeling, if you will, on the integrity, just from a perception standpoint. And that's where the Russians and these other foreign actors play. They can spend a minimal amount of money to disrupt and cause people to have doubt, and it's a lot cheaper than them putting another tank out in the field or other things that could jeopardize your democracy. So we think that it's imperative we stay on top of our A game.
Well, let's talk about those outside influences, because at the coffee shop here the other day, I was approached by somebody who said, with all of these people that are coming across the border right now, some of these people are getting driver's licenses and identification cards, et cetera, how can we assure the American public that these folks, these actors, be they good, be they bad, whatever, are not participating in our elections through registration or otherwise?
Well, and that goes back to what I said earlier. It's a race without a finish line. We constantly have to evolve and respond to these kinds of challenges. And that's why when we talk about the voter ID component, it's making sure that whatever ID they're using, we're confident that it's legitimate. And ultimately, we're leaning heavy on our poll workers, your friends and neighbors, the people who are right there at the polling site to be able to help us guide through some of those questions that might come up, and that's a fair thing to do. But again, there's so many other components that we have to constantly be evolving to make sure we're ready and going to be protecting the voters vote from.
Is there anything as far as on the electronic side of things that the new that these poll workers now will have to work with to have to ensure everything, or is this something that is being done internally inside the state to generate these protections throughout the state itself? How is this working? Is it on your end? Is it on the county end? What's happening?
Well, the actual vendors who make these equipment, whether it's the e-poll books or the vote tabulators, they have a level of expectation that we place on them through federal guidelines on what their systems have to be able to do, and they're tested to make sure they can do just that. And we constantly review those because, again, bad actors get clever, and we need to make sure we stay ahead of them. I think if you look at what Shane's folks do, it's a full menu. I mean, you can expand on it, but it's a full menu of things that we offer. And I don't know if he wants to go into every detail because we don't want to give trade secrets away, but we do quite a few things.
I think the most important part is we do provide 24/7 security monitoring, and we are watching to make sure there are no issues. So we're able to see those areas and respond accordingly.
And if I would point out too, AJ, that we're not just tracking Iowa here. We're tracking the whole country. We have partners, and we're looking for trends. If something's happened in Maryland or Arizona or Utah, it's flagged and it's shared with us as well, so we can now hone in and make sure we're not going to get into a problem with that same issue. And that's a big difference from what we saw 10 years ago. We've come a long way.
Do you see this trend then in elections getting even more cyber secure, if you will, or more cyber oriented? What do you see this happening?
Well, yes, we don't have a choice. We need to do that. But let me tell you, from my office's perspective, we have commerce and business filings with us as well. And the whole hacking and stealing of data for elections, it was the business world, because there's money to be made. That's why they hack into hospitals or other companies to steal records, because they can sell that information on the market. And the government is not exempt from that. These bad actors will try to get into to make a buck. So everything we're doing is really benefiting the entire operation, from business services in our office to the election side, making sure we have that protection.
Gentlemen, thank you for your time. I appreciate it. This, I know, is going to probably get people more reassured about what is going on with the elections. And let's keep talking about this, because I think the more that we reassure the public, the better off the whole situation is going to be.
Thank you, sir.